buckets of rain, buckets of tears. Got all of the buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hair. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stay.
All a bride wants on her wedding day is to be beautiful. As beautiful as she's ever been. And happy. As happy as she's ever been all day. That's all. That's all she wants. All day from when she wakes up. The good news is that you can forcibly make these things happen. The harder you want it, the more important it feels, the easier it is. That's true. I do wonder about grooms. I've never been one. Grooms, do you feel like you have to be the handsomest man you've ever been? Or just pretty good, pretty cleaned up, spiff, but not full Clooney or anything? Being a woman is easy. That's one of the main easy things that makes this easy day even easier. We're valued above all for what's inside us. We can show up for our weddings looking like the normal humans we are every day, just maybe slightly cuter, like the menfolk do it. And we don't have to transform into living goddesses. No, we don't. We don't have to. We actually don't. We don't need to. We've never needed to. I've had 3 weddings, so I know what's going on. 2 husbands, 3 weddings. 2 big weddings, 1 little courthouse number. I've sampled this buffet. I haven't had an Indian wedding or a Catholic wedding, and 2 husbands is pretty mild. I'm not Elizabeth Taylor or Zsa Zsa Gabor, but I know of what I speak. What a wedding day is. And not the ceremony, but the day itself, the time leading up to the wedding, is a test. Can you roll with it? Can you remember what's important and what isn't? My first wedding was in Tacoma, some 20 years ago, at Point Defiance Park. We lived in Seattle, my fiancé and I, and we got mostly ready at home and then drove down separately. Because he was leaving first, Tom took the first bath and all the hot water. I took the cold, crying, yelling second bath. Tom heated large, apologetic pots of water and poured them into the bathtub, achieving tepidness, and then he fled wisely to Tacoma. I shaved my legs and swore and cursed his name. And then my maid of honor picked me up and drove me down to Tacoma, and everything got better, and I got myself looking as close to goddess-like as I was going to get, put on my little pearly crown and veil, and we went to drive from the getting ready space to the wedding space, but the keys got locked in the trunk. Shit! A man appeared, a person nearby who saw a crying bride and her purple bridesmaid frantically messing with the trunk, and took pity on us and gave us a ride. His car was filled with clouds and clouds of dog hair, and I'm wildly allergic to dogs, of course, because that's the test. But that's fine. We made it. Nuptials occurred. I was in love with somebody else at the time and already knew I was making a mistake. But hey, that's not a day of kind of problem. My next wedding was 10 years later. The courthouse wedding to my current, and I'm going to say, final husband. I've loved him this whole time, so it's looking good. The wedding happened at 11 a.m. I wore a skirt and sweater. We bought a bouquet at Larry's Market, rings at Pacific Place, rolled down to the courthouse, nailed it.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Get married at 11 a.m., everybody, at a courthouse. You can't screw it up, and the rest of the day is yours to just chill out and be in love. Real casual. My last wedding day, the big summer party post-courthouse wedding for all our friends, that was the testingest. There was no test between me and Dave. We spent the day separately, and like I say, the love was in place, so that wasn't it. The day began dark, weather-wise and otherwise. Steel skies, soggy looking. The wedding was at my mom's house. My dad had died a few months before, and my mom was still grieving, and she wasn't ready to be a wedding mom yet. I wanted her to dig deep and find some joy, but that's on me, because I've never grieved a husband. We circled each other all day, scowling. And worse, I was fat. I was a fat bride. I really don't know how else to say it. It's great to be a fat bride. Let me be clear, it's freaking perfect. But this was a test between me and me. And I failed all day. I had a vision for myself as a bride. I had a long peacock blue Art Nouveau dress, and my plan was to give myself messy, curly, absinthe-drinking-looking hair. I wanted to be a wild, Gustav Klimt kind of bride. But I did my hair myself, and it didn't look like it was supposed to look. And my mom was sad about my dad instead of happy about me. And I was fat, and I did not feel beautiful. I just wanted to cry. My friends arrived, the women in my wedding party. And they all looked so gorgeous, like freshly sexed up milkmaids. And so happy and relaxed. And I gritted my teeth and tried to figure out how to remember what's important. But then 5 o'clock came, and Dave and I met out in the back garden for photos, and whoosh, so fast, I got it. Everything I'd been fighting all day, his face erased it. Music started playing in the yard, floating around the trees, and our guests began to trickle in. My little cousin Irina arrived, my flower girl, wearing low heels for the first time in her life. She'd developed the craziest little goose step to parade down the aisle with. I'd given her the option to just walk slow, but she wanted to do it fancy, and her way was a trillion times better. Right before she headed down the aisle, she picked a wild strawberry and popped it in my mouth. A surprise, and then she goose-stepped off, and I short-circuited from the sweetness. Buckets of Rain was playing now, our processional.
I like your smile and your fingertips. I like the way that you move your hips. I like the cool way you look at me.
I set off at what I thought was the right verse, how we'd worked it out. But I moved too early and arrived at Dave's side on the line.
Everything about you is bringing me misery.
I gestured to the lyric and bowed. Sorry, here I am, your miserable bride. And we all laughed, me and my handsome husband and this crowd of loving friends. And nothing could be wrong, not anymore. And it couldn't have mattered less whether I was the most beautiful bride or not. I was happy as I'd ever been. We were so locked on to the good part.
I'm taking you with me, honey baby, when I go.
Tina Rowling.